This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم حبيبنا وسيدنا محمد بن عبد الله نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the things that Islam taught me, that Islam has enemies, and I must identify the enemy of my deen. I must know the enemy of my faith. I must know who are my enemy and who is not my enemy. One of the first enemies of our deen is greed, being greedy. I want more, more. You may think this is not an enemy. Of course, you don't think that way. It's not an obvious enemy. But when you become very greedy, then you will live a life that is full of filth. Not a pure life. You will not care about anything but yourself. And the day that you overcome this is the day bi-idhnillah you free yourself. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever gives for the sake of Allah, withholds for the sake of Allah, loves for the sake of Allah, hates, dislike for the sake of Allah, that person completed the perfect faith, iman. Now subhanallah, listen to a man who gave up everything for the sake of Allah. A man who was able to overcome his selfishness. While the Messenger of Allah is sitting, a young boy, a yatim, comes to him. And tears are on his eyes. A young boy shedding tears comes to the Messenger of Allah. And Rasulullah was full of mercy, and Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy of all mankind. A mercy for all mankind. Not only for Muslims, but for all mankind. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had very soft, tender heart. And when he saw this little boy crying, and he said, what is wrong, young man? He said, Ya Rasulullah, when my father died, I wanted to protect the property that my father left behind for me. Ya Rasulullah, I wanted to erect, build a wall between myself and my neighbor so I can maintain my land. While I was building, Ya Rasulullah, it was this tree that was part of his garden, but also the only obstacle that I have for erecting that wall. So I went to my neighbor and I said, Bi'ni. I said to him, give it to me. And he said, no, I don't want to give you my tree. I said to him, Bi'ni, well, sell it to me then. He said, I'm not going to sell it to you. And I said, Wallahi, I'm going to take this matter to the Messenger of Allah. And then my neighbor, he got upset and said, well, take it to the Messenger of Allah. Ya Rasulullah, ask him to give me that tree. I'd like to build a wall between myself and him. And the Messenger of Allah called that sahabi. فَقَالَ يَا فُلَانْ أَوْ فُلَانْ, give him that tree and Allah will give you a tree in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. A tree. Give him that. And in return, Allah will give you a tree in Jannah. And if you have properties in Jannah, you will never go anywhere else. But the man was so upset. And he said, how could this young boy complain about me, about my own property? It is my haqq, ya messenger of Allah. I will not give him my tree. And he left. One of the Sahaba who was sitting there by the name of Abu Dahdah, he went after this Sahabi and he said, ya fulan, both of them now out of the scene, away from the messenger of Allah. He said, ya fulan, oh fulan, أتعرف حديقتي أو بستاني? Do you know my garden? He said, yes, you do have the best garden in the city of Medina. And the ulama said it had over 400 trees. Some of them went as far as 600 trees. And some of them in the middle. But let us assume he had 400 trees, which is the smallest number. And he said, do you know that garden? He said, yes, I know. Who doesn't know it? It produces the best date in the city of Medina. Abu Dahdah said, it is yours if you sell me that tree. It is yours for the price of that tree. And the Sahabi said, are you fooling? Are you mocking? Are you making fun of me? He said, no, wallahi. For that tree? I gave you 400 trees. And then the Sahabi looked around and he realized there are people and witnesses and he said, take it, la khayra fih. Take it, la khayra fiha. He said, take it. There's no khayr in this tree. I was brought to the messenger of Allah because of it. I don't want it. Abu Dahdah went back to the messenger of Allah and that young boy still crying. فقال رسول الله said, يا رسول الله, if I give him that tree, would I still get the same reward having a tree in paradise? Rasulullah said, of course. He said, oh young boy, go build your wall. The tree is yours. Abu Dahdah, he got up and he walked towards his garden. And at the gate, he called his wife, Dahdah. He said, Oh, Umma Dahdah. She said, Labbayka ya Abu Dahdah. He said, Ukhruji. Get out of the garden. She said, why ya Abu Dahdah? He said, we sold it. I sold it, ya Umma Dahdah. And they communicating from distance, not seeing the face of one another. And she said, to whom? Who is the new owner of the garden? He said, I sold it to Allah and His Messenger. And the woman said, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ يَا أَبَا دَحْدَاحِ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ يَا أَبَا دَحْدَاحِ What a wonderful transaction. What a successful transaction, يَا أَبَا دَحْدَاحِ And she took her children. She did not take anything from the garden. Not her clothes, nothing. And at the gate, she starts searching the pockets of her children, taking the dates from the hands of her children, saying to them, it is no longer ours, my child. It is for Allah and His Messenger. Subhanallah, look at that wonderful wife. Look at the level of her iman. She never blamed her husband for giving up wealth for the sake of Allah. She never discouraged him. But she said, this is what it is. And on the day of Uhud, Abu Dahdah was killed. And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he said, now ya Abu Dahdah, how many branches of dates do you have in paradise? Glad tidings to you. This is, ya ikhwati fillah, is what I have to say. Fight greed. Don't let it consume you. And inshallah, I will tell you one more enemy from the enemies of this deen after short commercial, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. It's good to have you back, brothers and sisters in Islam. And as I promise, we will go over one or two or more of the enemies of Islam. Second enemy of Islam is the munafiqun, the hypocrites. And the munafiq is a person who conceals kufr, disbelief, but at the same time outwardly claim that he is a Muslim. He conceals his disbelief in his heart. And when he is with the Muslims, he says, I'm a Muslim, and he repeats the Shahada. But in reality, he disbelieves everything that the Shahada stands for. And subhanAllah, nowadays they exist everywhere. وَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ حَسَّنَ الْبَصْرِ. May Allah have mercy on Hassan al-Basri. When he said, and Hassan al-Basri is one of the students of the companion of the Messenger of Allah, who was raised in one of the houses of the Messenger of Allah. And he said, لَوْ كَانَ لِلْمُنَافِقِينَ أَذْنَابٍ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَمْشُوا فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. If the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, if they have tails, you wouldn't be able to walk through the streets of the city because of their large number, subhanAllah. And that was at the time of Sahaba. Imagine now, munafiq, the munafiqs are everywhere. How do you know? Allah said, وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. And you will recognize them by the tone of their speech. You know he is a munafiq by the way he talks. Allah said about them, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. He said, when Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of the disbelievers, the hearts of the munafiqeen become very tight and discomfort, very displeased. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And if the others other than Allah are mentioned, they show satisfaction because they don't want this. Munafiq, brothers and sisters, are the worst enemy of Islam. Allah, when He was describing them, He said, مَلْعُونِينَ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُ. Curse whatever found. They are cursed wherever they go. But look at the description. Allah said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. When you see this munafiqeen, the way they look impresses you, Ya Rasulullah. Pleases you. You're so impressed the way they look. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. The way they dress, their physical appearance, they big, they strong, take care of themselves. وَإِن يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And when they speak, you listen to them. And look at you and I, when we see these people, munafiqeen, clear munafiqs, is speaking on behalf of Muslims, especially the ones that we have in North America. Some of them plainly and clearly fighting, openly fighting in Islam. No, it should be no niqab, it should be no hijab, it should be no sharia ruling. Islam should be liberal. None of these masajid should exist. The Quran should not be taught in Islamic schools. They are fighting openly Islam. When you see them, تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ, you may be impressed with the way they look. وَإِن يَقُولُوا, and when they talk and they address the media, the people, the simple people, and even people, some Muslims, they listen to them. تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. They hear them talking. SubhanAllah. Allah described them and they said, يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. They think every cry is against them. Subhanallah, every time that you try to correct al-munkar, something that is unacceptable in the society, in your community, they assume that you're talking about them. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهُمْ هُمُ الْعَدُوا فَحْذَرُهُمْ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah said, they are the enemies. Be aware of them. May Allah destroy them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. They are the enemies. Allah gave us their description, gave us what they look like, how they talk, what do they do. And Allah also said in the Quran, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't remember Allah except little, small amount. And subhanallah, the munafiqeen, look what they did to Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu. Khalifa, a man and the messenger of Allah said to him, glad tidings, you are one of the people who would enter Jannah. And then he said, why, Ya Rasulullah? He said, because you will go through a trial. And this sahabi said, Alhamdulillah, welcome what Allah had decreed for me. And this man, sitting in his house, and Al-Khafiqi, he comes to the house of Uthman bin Affan. And Uthman is reading the Mus'haf, the Quran. Old man with gray hair, gray beard. And he's reading the book of Allah. And that man jumps on Uthman bin Affan, kicks the Quran, and he said, stabbing Uthman bin Affan. Munafiq, why would you do this? Because he wanted to destroy Islam from inside. So the number of munafiqeen in this ummah are countless. But you can only know them, as Allah said, وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. And you will know them, and you will recognize them by the way they talk. Some of them in the West, they would always praise the enemies of Islam. As a matter of fact, one of them was very offended, very upset, because a khatib said in the khutbah til Jum'ah, oh Allah, destroy the enemies of Islam. And that man, he became very upset. And he said, how dare you pray to your Lord, pray to Allah to destroy the enemies of Islam. Subhanallah, if that is not an indication that he is a munafiq, I don't know what munafiq is. You will find them, ikhwati fillah, all over the place. You will find these people left and right. لِلِذَلِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he said, when he was giving the description of munafiq, and I'm not going to say in order, but he said, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, إِذَا حَدَثَ كَذِبْ. When he speaks, he lies. إِذَا حَدَثَ كَذِبْ. And this is ajeeb, يعني this is from the mu'jizat, from one of the signs that the messenger of Allah is sent from his creator, from Allah. Because when he gave that clear description of the munafiqeen, إِذَا حَدَثَ كَذِبْ. When he speaks or writes, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when he promises, he breaks his promise. وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانْ. And when someone entrusted him with the trust, أخي, keep this for me, I'm traveling. Keep this money because I can't trust my house. And then you come back, where is my money? What money? You never gave me anything. Do you have witnesses? وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانْ. And he said, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. And when he is debating with men, when he is debating with men, he exceeds the limits. When the messenger of Allah said, أبغض الرجال, the worst of all mankind, الألد الخصم, are the one that exceeds in his arguments the limits of the Sharia. Try to collect faults from the people, from this person, from that person, and collect the faults of the individual to expose them. Subhanallah, this is one of the signs of the munafiqeen. He is an enemy of Allah. And this animosity is in the munafiqeen, and until they repent, their attitude will not change. Regardless how many times they fabricate and they lie and they come to our masajid, that's what they do. Munafiq would dress like a Muslim, would talk like a Muslim, would be in Muslim gatherings, and why would he become a munafiq? For worldly gain. No munafiq would become a munafiq unless he has something to gain out of being a munafiq. They work with the secret agencies. They work with the enemies of Islam because they fund their organizations. They fund their association. They spend their clubs and so on. So subhanallah, my nasiha to you is be aware of those and don't listen to anyone who talks, anyone who quotes ayat and hadith, but stay firm on the sharia of Allah and forget about these people. Because wallahi, no matter what you do, you can never please them. And may Allah protect us from the enemies of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Those who wait, the patient ones, always win. Victory is with those who never let go of thee. When calamity strikes, it's another test in our lives. So take one day at a time, but never give up, nor give in, even when success seems out of sight. The patient one.